They're doing okay, thank you very much. One member of the Save Manston Airport Association Facebook page wrote recently, when describing the vocal anti-Manston agitators, many of whom, he suggested, had only recently arrived in the area from the capital and still commuted there for work. The London salary serves them well in poverty-stricken Thanet. Obviously, they are also predominantly of the metropolitan, pseudo-intellectual, left-wing liberal type who take themselves extremely seriously. I suppose their position as a self-appointed elite would be under threat if Thanet started to elevate itself in the world. This charge, that Manston's opponents are indifferent to the economic opportunities provided by a reopened airport because they themselves are financially comfortable, is a common one, though largely unjustified. In reality, locals from all walks of life are to be found on sides of the airport divide, and the amount of work that will be created by the cargo hub is hotly contested. RSP claim it would generate 23,000 jobs within 2 decades, while others point out that there were only 150 people employed at the airport when it closed. Drive around Thanet, though, and it's easy to see why the quarrel lends itself to this kind of framing. For one thing, Thanet's stunning coastal scenery, relatively cheap property prices, and quick travel links to London have attracted a wave of arrivals from other parts of the country in recent years, which has helped drive a growing art scene in seaside towns such as Broadstairs, Margate and Ramsgate, but also provoked resentment. Local unemployment rates, particularly among young people, are some of the highest in the country, and the jobs that do exist are often to be found in the seasonal or gig economy. Major local employers that once provided a steady career path for school leavers have shut up shop, including the cross-channel hoverport at Pegwell Bay that ceased operations in the 80s, the old gasworks in Ramsgate, now home to a branch of Aldi, and the Pfizer plant in Sandwich that scaled back in 2011. East Kent's coalfields, once famed for attracting miners who'd been blacklisted for their trade union activities elsewhere, were abandoned under Thatcher,